Before I begin, let me tell you the Shiloh that I spoke about last Friday night in my shul. Okay, just to understand why we have to work hard in these sugyas in order to come out with halacha that's all connected, all one sugya. Person asked me a Shiloh on Thursday night before Shabbos last week. Their wife's on a diet, and they're trying to cut out carbs. Okay? This diet is called the elimination diet. Okay? Elimination, it eliminates. Okay? So, they want to use a flour and a dough for challah, for lechem mishnah, that's made of majority flax. Majority flax and a little bit of oat. So the question was, what bracha do we make? And then, am I yotze lechem mishnah with such challah? So I forgot to bring it, great. But you open up a Mishnah Berurah, you open up a halacha, Shulchan Aruch, and the Mechaber says on this halacha in Siman Reish Ches, what do you have over here? You have a mixture. You have a mixture of ingredients. You can only make a hamotzi on what? Malik, you want to tell us? On Chameshes Minei Dagan, right? Dafyomi right now, right? Chameshes Minei Dagan is hamotzi. It has to be one of the five grains. So now you have a lot of this other stuff, of this other flax, that what? Does not deserving of hamotzi. Can I make a bracha of hamotzi on it? Can I not make a bracha of hamotzi on it?
Why would you do that?
Well, let's say. So, says the Mechaber, wait, but don't ignore that you do have some chameshes mini dagan here. So what is the ratio of chameshes mini dagan that will now allow you to eat this and make a birkas hamotzi and potentially bench on this item? Says the Mechaber in Siman, I believe it's in Siman Reish Ches, says the Mechaber, what? It's called Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. Which means what? There's a certain ratio that your item that you need is so significant, much more than the Sinas Tam, that it's not going to be ignored. And we could view it as what? You actually eating a kazayis, even though what? I'm not only eating a kazayis, I'm eating a lot of other things. That's what the Mechaber says. Now, let's get back to the details. So, this halacha in Hilchos Brachos was all dependent on what? Our sugya. Because in order to bench, in order to wash, you need to what? Eat a kazayis. And you can't eat a kazayis if it's not a significant ratio of what? A half in four beitzim, that the kazayis is still there. Now, then the Mishnah Berurah goes on and says, wait, how much do you have to eat of it? Do you have to make sure that you actually devour that old kazayis? So that might be now dependent on the shear that we're just about to give. But, Rabosai, I'm just singling out to you, and I'm just highlighting that this concept of Kazayis Tri Achilas Pras that we're about to delve into is not only Nogeya for Malkus, it's not only Nogeya for Isser, but it's also going to be Nogeya what? In terms of the Shiurim, and in terms of eating things in a mixture that now could be helpful, Lakula, in terms of washing, making Hamotzi, and benching. So let's explore what our Rishonim actually say that potentially could help for that sugya.
In order to get a kazayas, when you need to get like a kazayas of the dagan, it means you have to eat more than a kazayas of that.
Oh, that's exactly where I left it up. So it could be. Could be you have to eat the whole pras in order to make sure you had a kazayas. Or perhaps one would say differently. What would that depend on? Let's go back to our sugya. Guys, we're going to come back, and I'm gonna come back to that shiloh. I don't want to finish the shiloh because we don't have enough information. Again, background. Starting our sugya. Tosfos, as we pointed out this morning, destroyed Shitas Rashi. Very simple machlekes. Is Tam ke Iker an issue in Kol HaTorah Kula, Mida Oraisa? Or is Tam ke issue, is Tam ke Iker not an issue of Mida Oraisa in Kol HaTorah Kula? That is a machlekes between who and who, Rabbi Yisai? Rashi and Tosfos. That's not going to change. That's the Yisod. And everything else just gets complicated because it's just trying to answer all these different Gemaras in order to fit to that puzzle. But when you're stuck, you just got to remind yourself, that's the foundation, that's the Yisod. Now, there was a Gemara that according to Rashi
was a good proof where we left off with yesterday. Rabbi Yochanan made a statement in Avodah Zarah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Tamo Viloma Mosho Aim like Tamo Uma Mosho like
comes along Rashi, and Rashi says, what is this? How do we? This is a very vague Gemara. No one has any idea what this Gemara is saying, and the answer to this Gemara is going to affect your approach to Tam Keiker. Comes along Rashi and he says, what is this? What is Rabbi Yochanan saying? All that we have over here is what? Tamo Velo Mamasho. And what does the Gemara conclude? Ein Lokim. Says Rashi, this translates according to Rashi, Dera Bono. Everyone clear so far? Mm-hmm. What's this? Tamo Mamasho? No, that's not if you're in a Taruvus. That means you have, you not only have Tam, but you have actually the Mamoshes of the Isser. You're eating Chazer. That's Usser. There you get Malkus. Good. Shmak. Rashi thinks that Rabbi Yochanan and Avodah Zarah is Mamash saying what he said. Good. Comes along Tosos. He says this is impossible. Why does Tosos say this is impossible? Because Tosos is of the opinion that what? That Tam Keiker is Deoraisa. So what does Tosos have to explain? Tosos has to explain this, right? Right? So one way Tosis explains this Gemara is what? Something that you guys weren't happy with. It's not talking about a case of Tom. It's talking about a case of what? Mimimino. So Leah asked me, what do you mean it's talking about a case of Mimimino? The Gemara says Tamo. How do you have Tom by Mimimino? That's such a shmirp shot. You know who addresses this kasha? Tosis himself. He has to defend himself. He says, yeah. And that which the Gemara said, Tamo, says Tosos, means in theory, if it was in a different Taruvis, where it would be Enomino, this amount would give off top. So Leav didn't like it, and Tosos himself doesn't like it. Okay? And what's this? Tamo Amasho Lokinolov? So it's talking about Mimimino, but says Tosos, the same would be true also by Enomino, because that's Nasinas Tam. Good? Then Tosos presents another suggestion. And this is where this idea of Kazai Sotei Achilles Pras comes from. Rabbi Isai, we're exploring now a new avenue between the Rabbeinu Tam in the Rush and the Rabbeinu Chaim Kohn. You see, I asked you a question yesterday, Rabbi Isai. That even if you hold Tam Keiker's Deoraisa, and you have a Taruvus, you have a big mixture over here, and there's 1/50th, which is Nesinas Tam, that's going into the Taruvus that's causing you problems. But when I take a spoon out of that Taruvus, could you honestly give me Malkus? What's in that spoon? I'm holding the spoon. I'm taking a spoon out of something that was basically Heter, majority Heter, Mimbishen Omino. And what? I scooped it out, and now I have Nesinas Tam into the Isser. So now, what's the problem with saying that I can get Malkus from this Kazayis, or both sides? Everyone tell me, what's the problem? What?
You're not eating
Kazayis. You're not eating Kazayis. You're not eating Kazayis over here. Rabosai, don't you remember? Chatzi Shir is Osman Atar, it doesn't get Malkus. In order for you to get Malkus on Nevela, on Chazir, whatever you slice it, it's got to be what? A Kazayis of Isser. How do you deal with that? How do we say that a person could eat Tam Keiker and now get Malkus? Dr. Rabbeinu Tam, you know how you deal with that? Fascinating Chiddush, Rabbi said, don't ever forget this, Rabbeinu Tam. Says the Rush in Chulin, in our Sugya, the probably most wild Chiddush in Meseches Chulin. Says, you know what Tam Keiker means? It means exactly what it sounds like. When you have Nesinas Tam, in a taruvis, guess what? Nepach lios iser. What does that word mean, Rabosai? Nepach lios iser means you got nothing that's permissible anymore. Nesinas Tam is transformative. If it's transformative, then guess what? When I'm scooping this out and I'm eating a kazayas, I'm eating a kazayas of what?
Isser.
Of not taruvis isser veheter. I'm eating a kazayas of isser, exactly. Because the isser that was no saying tam into the heter transformed and was mahapich. Mahapich means to flip, to transform, to change. All of the dvar mutter to be a dvar isser. Zokt Rabbeinu tam? Tam ki ikar alone. Just with Nesin Astam, 1/50th in a Taruvis, if you have that ratio of Nesin Astam, guess what? Any spoon you take is going to get Malkus. So, Turbinu Tam, that's the Pshat in this Gemara. Tamu Mamashu Lokinolov. It's talking about what? Even a case of Mimishain Amir Nesin Astam. What's this? Tamu Mamashu Lokinolov has to be what? One option Turbinu Tam can get out of this first half of the Gemara. It's got to be Min. The Mino. It's got to be only the Rabbanon, it's Batal Barov. But if it's Min Mishain Omino, then what? Then it's got to be Lokanol. Got it? That's the way the Rabbanon Tom says. Good? Yeah, Moshe.
So what happens if this Tarugos now falls into another one?
Oh, oh, oh. So you now you're complicated. We got to get to Chozer Veneer and good. Excellent. Stay tuned in a year. Yeah?
So then on the Mamasho part?
Moshe, you're asking a good question, I just can't get it through.
No,
I'm going to lose one. Yeah.
Marshall part is just saying also Mim Bimino, it's just that you didn't.
So he happens to be Rabbeinu Tam thinks that the Gemara is Mim Bimino, and that's the way you read the Gemara, and it's Nikar, and it's there, that's the way he explains the Gemara, because he's forced into that. But Rabbeinu Tam says, by the way, I would say that if it was Mim Bishain Omino, and it was just Tam, you would also get Malkus. It just happens to be, the Gemara was saying, where you get Malkus is where it's Nikar, and it's Mamashis. But that's Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. So again, Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is Tam itself. If this Gemara wouldn't have been Min Bimino, if it would have been Min Mishain Omino, as long as there's Tam, what? You get Malchus. Why? Where's the Kazayis? It's Mahapich. Isser Nepach Lios Heter. Comes along Reb Chaim Kohn in the Shita of the Rush. That's what? Within a school of Rabbeinu Tam, but Rabbeinu Chaim Kohn gives a different shot. He says, I agree that things could sometimes be transformative, but not always. And this is where Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras becomes relevant. Comes along Rabbeinu Chaim Kohn, Rabbeinu said, remember the question that I just asked you. Rabbeinu Tam made a big chiddush. Rabbeinu Tam says, anytime you have 1/50th or anything less than a 60th, what? Anything more than a 60th? It's very confusing. Anything more than a 60th, right? That's no Saint Tam. That gives off Tom. So then any kezayis, any spoon is going to be what? Malkistik. Is going to be Isser Nepech Lios Heter Nepech Lios Isser. It's transformative. Comes along Rabbeinu Chaim Kohn and says, not always. And that's the way we're going to read the Gemara. Comes along Rabbeinu Chaim Kohn and says, sometimes the Isser is transformative to the Heter, and sometimes the heter does not get transformed. Or Rabbeinu Tam says, yeah, I agree. That sometimes is based on what, says Rabbeinu Tam? Tam. Is there Tam or is that not Tam? Is it more than a 60th or is it not? That's what it's based on, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Says Rabbeinu Chaim Kohn, no! I agree that there could be a transformation, but not based on Tam. So what's it based on? Says Rabbeinu Chaim Kohn, it's not mistaber to me that if you have 2%, which is 1/50th, that falls into this Isser, that's not Batal B'Shishim, that qualifies as what? Nesin Astam, is Tam Ke'ikr. That now, when I spoon that out, you can now say, I get Malkus for such a situation. Rabbeinu Chaim Kohn says, I don't think that that's possible. Because you're not eating a Kazayis of Isser. And if you would be eating that Be'en, the amount of Isser that you would be eating, not in a Taruvis, no one would even entertain the possibility that you get Malkus. So therefore, comes along Reb Chaim Kohn, and he says, perhaps there's a new ratio of Isser that is a way to see the Kezayis Isser not fully dissolved, and to now form together to be a Kezayis. And that's where I'll say Nepach. What is that? Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. Which we said was what? A Kezayis of Isser, which is a half a beitza within every 4 beitzim, which comes out to be a ratio of what? 1 to 8. If you have a very significant amount of Isser. Why is it so more significant? It's not just about Nesinas Tam. Nesinas Tam could be what? Even a 50th, 2%. This is what we figured out. What is 12.5%? This is a lot more Isser that's going into this ratio of Heter. You have four eggs over here worth, the volume. And how much is going in? A half egg. That's a significant of Isser, Rabosa. It's an eighth of Isser. That's much more than what? Than just less than Shishim. Says Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen, if it's Kedayis B'chdei Achilas Pras, now when I scoop it up, we could say that that now has such a potency that it could affect all of that around it. Because it's not what? A huge vat. Let's say I had a Kedayis of Isser that falls into a pot. But that pot is like one of those pots that you see in camp kitchens. You know, it's a massive pot. That's not going to affect the rest of the pot. So what, you have a kezias? So what, you have Nesinas Tam? That's not going to be mahapich. Oh, now you're talking about what? No, it's a very significant amount of Isser. Bechdei achilas pras, which is what? The ratio of a half a beitzim to four beitzim. Then I could envision that now anything you spoon up, that's going to be heter that was nishapich to Isser. Comes along Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen, and he says, let's go back to the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. How do we read the Gemara in Avodah Zarah? Rabbi said, this is the way Rishonim learned Gemaras. They had issues, they had a list of Gemaras, they said, according to my sheet, I got to explain this way, I got according to your sheet, you got to explain this way. That's what they do. They just plug back into Gemaras. Rabbi Yochanan, tamo v'lo ma'masho in lokin alo. Why is there no malchus? What's the case of tamo v'lo ma'masho? It's talking about mim b'shein amino. Don't give me any mim b'mino garbage. Says Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen. It's the aim b'mino. What? It's not kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. Not one eighth. It's not a significant amount of iser for malchus. Is it usser? Rabbi, remember Aryeh Schultz said on the first day of Shir, just because something doesn't get malchus doesn't mean it's not usser. Is it usser, says Rabbi Chaim Cohen? Yeah. Of course it's usser. Why? Because of the dim called Tom Kaker. It's less than Shishim. Avadin is an Isidore rice in his pot. You want to now give me what? Malchus? Then you need to have what? A significant amount of Isser within the ratio of Kazai's Pate Achilas Pras. That's what the Gemara was talking about. Tamo Uma Mosho. How could I envision what's the type of ratio within a Taruvus? Within a Taruvus. Don't tell me it's Nicker. It's talking about what? Within a Taruvus. Chaim Cohen reads much simpler than Rabbeinu Tam's greed. It makes sense in the Gemara. There's a Chiddush over here. Tamo Mamosha doesn't mean the Isser's there. Tamo Mamisho means there's a certain amount within the Taruvus that I can now say based on the ratio, it's as if I have a Kazayas. Oh, if that's the case, says Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen, that's the case where you're going to get Malkus. So you see, what? Just because we say Tam Ke'ikr like Rabbeinu Tam, doesn't mean that that's automatically going to be mahapik, that everything becomes malchistic, that now I'm eating a kezayis of Isser. Says Rav Chaim Cohen, no, you need much more, a stronger ratio of Isser in order to now view this and visualize this as actually eating a kezayis of Isser. And that's the idea of kezayis bechdei achilas pras. There's now a certain amount of ratio that now could affect everything around it. Now, is Rav Chaim Cohen totally divorced from Rabbeinu Tam? No. He still agrees to what? To a concept of what? One word. Nepach. But he just says, you use Nepach everywhere, in every situation of Tam Ke'ikr, that I'm not willing to subscribe to. I'm within your school of thought of Nepach, but I'm going to limit it. And honestly, Chaim Cohen has a great read in the Gemara. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, you know, Tosos might have some other Gemaras that read like him against Rashi. But this is a shver read according to the Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbi Chaim Cohen, you could accept all the Makaris that Tam Ke'ikr is Daraisa, all the Gemaras and Psachim that Rabbeinu Tam held against Rashi that were on his side, and now he even has a Gemara in Avodah Zarah that reads like a charm, according to Rabbi Chaim Cohen. Yeah, Jack.
Could we explain one more time how Rabbeinu Tam reads the line of Avodah Zarah? We missed it.
Tamo v'lo ma'masho ein lokin. You want to know why? It's mim amino. There's no Tam. Tamo ma'masho lokin. Why? Because the Isser is right in front of you. It's mamoshes. It's Nicker. Now, Jack, is that a big chiddush to you? Both of these gemaras? Okay. Not such a big chiddush.
I don't know how he says that, how he reads it in.
Yeah, it's very difficult. And that's what Leah says. Why is that even called Tam? That's not even Tam. It's, if it was in another situation, it would be a certain an amount that would be Tam. Very difficult to read. Comes on Rav Chaim Cohen and says, no, I got everything that my Rebbe said. I subscribe to Tam Kaker be the Raisa, and everything works out and everything's supporting me. But what do we do with this Shver Gemara? And Jack says, and Leah say, I don't like the way Rabbi Natan's reading this Gemara. Says Rabbi Chaim Cohen, I have a way to solve this Gemara. Because not every Tamki Iker gives Malkus. Not every Tamki Iker creates a Kazayas of Isser with the Heter. Rabbi Chaim Cohen has the best three. Yeah.
Tosos presents both these different options of Rabbi Natan and Chaim Cohen. So, like, just the way of.
Tosos is a little bit unclear.
And he gives two answers. He gives one.
Yeah, yeah. It's just he doesn't develop it enough.
Flush into the Gemara,
yeah, 100%. 100%. It's true. So that's the issue. Rabosai, that's the opinion of the Rush. That's the opinion of Rina Tam. That what? Tam ke Iker is transformative, but they debate where it's transformative. Is it transformative by any Nesinas Tam? Or is it transformative what? Only in a situation where it's very significant, where it's a much larger ratio of Isser compared to Heter. Comes along the Rambam. And the Rambam has a different approach. Rambam Perek Tezvav, Machos Asurus, says, Dabar Asir Shnesarev B'davar Mutter Min B'she'eno Mino B'no Sintam. Rambam holds, if you have a Dabar Heter that falls into a Dabar Isser, it's B'no Sintam. Okay. Then he goes into Min B'mino, fine. Keitzad hu mamasho, kagon shahaya minachela kizayis, bechol shalosh beitzim minatarovis, im ocho minagrisim ha'elu kishalosh beitzim, hol v'yesh bahen kizayis minachela v'loke, sharei tam tama isser hu mamasho, aval bepachos mishalosh beitzim, makin oso makas mardus, midivreya. Rabbi Yisai, listen to what the Rambam just said. The Rambam clearly was coming off of this Gemara, right? And what does he say? When it's just tam below mamasho, ein lokinala means malchus midira bona. Who does the Rambam hold like over here? Shitas Rashi. When it's just nesinas tam, it's going to be in isidra bona. But what's tamu mamasho? Says the Rambam, you know what tamu mamasho is? Where what? We have to employ what? You have a kizayis, bichdei, achilas, pras. Is that what the Rambam says, everybody say? You eat what? Shalosh beitzim. Have to be, the Rambam's shita is that a pras is three beitzim. Just ignore that for now. Okay? It's kizayis, bichdei, achilas, pras. Not an eighth, it's going to be a sixth. But I don't want to focus on that. Listen to what the Rambam says. Listen carefully, everybody. So I'm reading it to you. What is the case where you get malchus? Tamu mamosha, Rabbi Yochanan? Keteru mamosho, kigon shahoya minachelev kizayis bechol shalosh beitzim, 1/6, okay? It's the same as if it would be 1/8, it's the same, 1/6, a half a beitzim within three beitzim, minataroves, im ocho minagrisim ha'elu kisholosh beitzim, ho v'yesh b'en kizayis minachelev loike, shari tam ha'iser umamosho.
The whole thing.
Did everyone hear what Edmund just said? The Rambam uses the concept of Kazayas Pleiachios Bras. He's bringing in ratios over here. He's saying there's another ratio above Nesin Astam. But he's telling you, he had a kasha, his Rebbe got up, the Rambam's Rebbe got up, and he said, I see a spoon over here. Where's the Isser? Where's the Kazayas Isser? What does the Rambam not subscribe to? Nepach! The Rambam says everything's about Kazayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. But there's a different way of how I can see this guy and visualize this individual eating a Kazayis of Isser when it's in a Taruvis, when it's in a mixture. If I don't accept Nepach Rabosai, how can I see a guy eating a Kazayis if he's not eating a Kazayis Be'en, but he's eating something that dissolves into a whole mixture? How do you do it? You have to eat the whole thing. You have to eat the six, the three Beitzim. You have to eat the whole taruvis. Says the Rambam, la'achrek b'chol sakol. Did this guy eat a kazayis? You bet this guy eat a kazayis. So the Rambam holds what? This is also about kazayis b'chdei achilas bras. It's tamu mamosho if it has a certain ratio. But how are you going to now view this guy actually eating a kazayis isser? Not through nepach, but through what? Through eating the entire Harubis. Moira Brabosai, give me 1 second.
It's not a parchment.
Why?
Because Ishtar's bringing up a spoonful, so it's not going to be
the within the 9 minutes, within the 4 minutes, 100%. If you break it up, you do it in half hour each. These can't be mitzvah. If you have to do it within a what? Kazayis b'chdei achilas pras of time. There's a kazayis b'chdei achilas pras of volume. There's a kazayis b'chdei achilas pras of ratio. And then there's going to be a tziruf of zman. Excellent. Yeah.
Was there an actual piece there?
There was actual piece there. Kazayis that fell into a taruvus of 3 beitzim.
So then he ate I'm confused.
Now he ate a kazayis, but he didn't eat it directly. He ate it that it dissolved into a...
So it's not...
It's not kind, no. But that's called Tamu Mamosho, and that's going to get what? Malchus.
He's getting,
1 second. Yeah. He's going to get Malchus even though he didn't pick up a piece. He ate a Haruvus.
Does he get Malchus for every bite or just for the
entire thing? No, for the entire thing. Otherwise, you can't say, only if you eat the entire thing. If you leave a Mashu out, says the Rambam, I can't say that you eat a Kazai Sisser. What are the other Rishonim going to say? That's sure, you can. How? Through one word. Nepach.
How's
that's
the first one? You're saying,
what?
That could literally mean that the difference between those two things is one bite.
Yeah, 100%. No, this is the Rambam. The Rambam defined to me what the credentials are of Tamu Mamosho. David.
No, I.
Kate said, "Who Mamosho? Kigon, the Ochel Kol Habetzin. He ate everything." The Rambam is very intuitive. Rabbo said, "But I have a question. This is Makas Mardis. This is an Issa Derabbanan. If you didn't eat everything." It's only going to be Issa D'Rabbanan. Ask me a kasha, Rabosai. What happened to which halacha? Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah. Great question. But you guys, no, the Rambam just said Makas Mardis Mid D'Rabbanan.
Right.
Rambam sounds like what? You're not even over in Issa D'Raisa. Why? Who can say to me a Hezber based on old things that we learned, perhaps that is apparent in Shitas HaRambam? Maybe Chatzi Shir is what? Not... In a
Taruvus.
Rabosai, I told you when we learned Shir, when we learned that Sugya of Chatzi Shir, stay tuned when we learn the Sugya of Tam Keiker, in like, I think I said then, 6 months from now, that we're going to learn a Rambam and it's going to be relevant. That's our Rambam. Why does the Rambam learn, if Tam of Olam HaMosha just means you're eating part of the Taruvus, what happened to the Isser of Chatzi Shir? Says the Rambam, perhaps Chatzi Shir with Taruvus is not Chatzi Shir. So that's another chiddush that comes out of the Rambam. Rabbi said, before I take questions, comes along the Mechaber in our original Shaila, in Hilchas Hamotzi, Birkas Hamazon. Listen to this. He says, like the Rambam, that you'd have to have what? A kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, and guess what? You have to eat the whole thing in order to make a Birkas Hamazon. So, I said, this elimination diet is totally eliminated based on the options over here, and the sugya, and then whatever, we can talk another time, whether or not Nashim are chayavos in Lecha Mishnah, that's another shaila, that was part of a discussion of the post of Rosh Shlomo Kluger has a tshuva about that, the Ran, the Rabbeinu Tam, they discussed that, not for now, Rabbi Yisai, but what's unbelievable is the way the Mishnah Berurah paskins, is that if you're going to have this bread, that's a mixture, Rabbi Yisai, this is all over with gluten-free being popular, everybody wants to make bread full of mixtures, says the Mishnah Berurah, look it up, in Simon Reish Ches, says the Mishnah Berurah, Reish Ches or Reish Yod? Whatever, look one of those up. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I'll get you the Maramakom, says the Mishnah Berurah, you need to have a taruvis of Kzayis B'dei Achilas Pras, and now eat the Pras, like who? Like Shitas Ha Rambam. Yeah.
So, if you, according to the Rambam, if I ate an actual Be'en Mamasho, that would just be Malchus Deraisa, as opposed to this which is Malchus Derabanan?
According to the Rambam, even if you eat it within a taruvis, you're going to get Malchus Deraisa.
I'm saying, so now I'm just getting Malchus Derabanan.
You're only getting Malchus Derabanan here, where it's not, you're not eating the whole pras.
Is it in Loken?
Yeah, you're not, you're right, that's Ein Loken Min HaTorah. Yeah, that's what he said, right.
So what's the difference between if I ate...
Well, anytime the Gemara says Ein Loken, that means Ein Loken Min HaTorah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there any difference between, according to the Rambam, is there any difference between...
This and eating a straight up a kazayis? No.
Wow.
No. Yeah.
So according to the Rambam, on the question where it was asked, would say that he would have to eat the whole entire challah. What about using that one?
Or 3 beitzim worth, yeah.
Or 3 beitzim worth of the other.
If you have the ratio of a half to a three, yeah.
What happens if he just wants to use it as Lecha Mishnah to make both of
them? So again, having you, that's a great question, but using Lecha Mishnah assumes that it's Lecha.
If it's not a hamotzi, then it's not lechem.
But theoretically it is. You just have to eat the proper shear.
No, but it has to have the ratio. She's not going to have the ratio if she's on a diet to have one sixth.
I'm saying to use...
I'm saying she has...
I'm missing up like a dozen of
the child. But what's she eating? What's she eating?
No, I'm saying theoretically you have a regular piece of bread and you have this, right? And
is there amount of oat?
It's the same bread as the one Rebbe was describing before. Just in this case, she's going.
The bread that was there doesn't qualify because it's not a large enough ratio.
If she eats the regular bread, forget about the diet for a second. If you just want to use that sound as lechem mishnah.
And there's a good ratio of it, and it's theoretically possible to be lechem. 100%.
Okay.
100%. As long as you have a significant amount of chamesh mina dogan in it, yes. Okay. You don't have to eat it. And it just has to be roy to make a motzi.
Can you do this? Can you get, let's say you have something usher, can you make it time over lo mamsho so you can have it and therefore knock it down from the rest of your rabbanah?
That would be a mevala.
But is it real? Meaning you're not.
It's not motor. You're saying you're asking me a question. Can I is a mevala apply when I'm bringing it down from a deraisa to a rabbanah? 100%. It's usher.
We're saying today. I'm a little bit confused by the DFS pasuk. We're saying it's a. The measurement, the volume in this case, or like the
volume,
time span.
It's two things. It's the volume, and then it's the volume. You mean you have a ratio of a kezias within a pras. So call that a half a beitza, half an egg, within either four eggs or three eggs, whatever, however you slice the pras, okay? However you measure that, okay? That's the measurement of volume. So it means there's a significant amount of isser within this ratio. This is not just about nesinas tam. This is about a significant amount of time. This is not 2%. This is 12%.
So this mixture could have had that as well. It's just that he didn't even have a thing.
So says the Rambam, even if it has that mixture, if you don't eat the entire pras, how can I give you malchus? You didn't eat a kazayas of isser. The only way I can envision you eating a kazayas of isser...
What if it's a massive pot and you did eat...
If it's a massive pot, it doesn't even get to the Rambam. Then even Reb Chaim Cohen's going to be masking. Because you don't have a significant amount of ratio. That's just back to no same time.
What if you have a massive pot, but you also have a massive amount of this that fell in?
So it depends on your ratio. What are your numbers?
I'm saying if I have a kadeh.
Is it nesinas tam?
I just didn't eat the whole thing. I'm saying I still
eat it. So that would be the nafka mina between Reb Chaim Cohen and the Rambam. Reb Chaim Cohen, in order for you to say that, David, you need what? Nepach. Because I didn't eat only Isser. It dissolved. The Rambam doesn't accept Nepach. The Ram doesn't accept Nepach. How could you get Malchus? There's only one way you could get Malchus. If I ate what?
The entire thing.
You get to the same end goal, but you have to do it with two different ways. It's only because Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen was in the what? The yeshiva Rabbeinu Tam, that he was able to now envision other possibilities within what? Within a Kazayas Pathei Achilles Brass. He didn't go as extreme as what? Rabbeinu Tam, that any Nesinas Tam could get you Malchus. Absolutely not. But if it's a significant amount of Isser, and it's a ratio there, even if I didn't, 100%, I didn't eat Kazayas Isser, but I ate an effect of Kazayas Bechli Achilles Pras, which now is enough at a specific ratio that could say Nepach. The Rambam says, I don't buy this Nepach at all. The Rambam says, you got to eat everything. And it's fascinating that we, in Hilchos Brachas, actually sound like we're following the lumdus of the Rambam. Yeah.
How does Tosfos give the fact that his support is based off the coliform? Meaning, if, like we said before,
Ain't Oshem and Adin?
Yeah, meaning, how does he do
good, it? We have to get back there. You keep on saying Kal v'chomer. That's not the only option.
What's the other option?
Hagala. Giuli Kli Midyan. There was no Kal v'chomer there. There was one stage in the Gemara that's Kal v'chomer. So the second, I could just refute you. I could just refute you and say, I'm learning from Hagala.
Fine, but then what does Tosfos do with the pasuk of Mishra?
So he learns like Rabbi Akiva, Heter Masarif Lisser. You're going to always have options. I'm not saying it's a bad question. It's a good question. The Rashba brings it up on our daf. I meant to show it to you.
How can you say Nepach? Because when we did the Sugya of Mevatlin, we saw the Gemara that if it was Mevatl part of it and then it finishes like afterwards, it should all be Nepach and then you can't be Mevatl. You can't finish the Mevatling process.
Again, which case?
The Gemara where like Chuma falls, like let's say it's like 50.
No. Truma, you're talking about Meduma.
Yeah.
Truma there by Meduma. It was already.
It says, like, doesn't it say, like, it falls in, like, part of it, but it's not fully Mevatli, and then the last one falls in afterwards.
So if it's nice and tam.
If it's Nepach, then the whole thing should be.
You want to know, basically, right, how could you ever say Nepach, and if you add more Chulin,
or add more kosher thing, it's still going
to
be bar.
Shishim has to be in one shot, then.
Right. So, right. We have to. Ravina Tam is going to have to deal with that. Excellent question. Good. Also, you have to deal with Chana. Rabbo said, do you remember at the beginning of the year when I introduced to you the sugya of Chanan? Right? And I said that in the yeshivas they learn that who is the shita that holds Chanan's deraisa? This is not Nogei Tarshir. I'm just saying this in aside. Rabbosi, those of you that weren't here and not following, don't worry about that part, this part. Rabbeinu, who is the one who holds Chanan's deraisa? Who? Rabbeinu Tam. And what do they say in the yeshivas? Rabbeinu Tam is what? What does Rabbeinu Sanai Bishit say? Is just like who? Rabbeinu Tam. What does that mean? Rabbeinu Tam in Tam Ke Iker that says it's Nepach is the same Rabbeinu Tam that holds Chanan, if you didn't have a Shir Bittul at the beginning, comes Usser. That's what Rabbeinu Sanai Bishit says. That's the way a lot of Achronim learn. Who had a problem with that? Rav Soloveitchik. Why? That's for the Shiurim before. He proved that La'alacha, we don't hold of that Cheshbon, and Chanan means something totally different. But I just want you to appreciate where the other side is coming from. It's only once you actually learn Tam Ke'ikr and you understand what the Rishonim are actually saying and how Rabbeinu Tam can envision what? That you can actually say Kizayis, that what? That this could be Malkus, even if it's Nesinas Tam, because you have this concept of Nepa. So Rabbi Osai, what we just learned is a machlokes Rosh, Rabbi Rabbeinu Tam / Rabbi Chaim Cohen, how to deal with this Gemara, Lafuke the Rambam, within the sugya of Kazayis B'Techilas Pras, to be able to envision Malkus, even if I'm not eating a Kazayis Be'en, I'm not eating a Kazayis in my hand, but I'm eating a Kazayis within a mixture, I can still envision a Kazayis there, even though I'm not holding it in my hand, which will affect other Taruvuses. Lechemishna taruvuses, hamotzi taruvuses. It'll affect a lot of different things, and that is all based on our sugya. But one question that I want to... Yeah, Mal.
One, in terms of the Chanan, Rabbeinu Tam is like Rabbeinu Tam.
Yeah.
Don't you have a problem? What happens if you pour it on? Like if the taruvus continues, so then it's not going to be...
That was Edmund's kasha, that you're going to change. Right.
It's not Chanan, because it's transformative. It's nepa,
well, if you hold Chanan as deraisa, so now you have more iser.
No, what I'm saying is if the Rabbeinu Tam here is not saying that this case of Tam Ke'ikr would make the whole Tarubis considered usher if you pour it onto another mixture. So it's not Hanan because it's not really transformational. It's only transformational.
Why not? If it's no same Tam, why want to make the other mixture usher?
Because it's more than, if it's 1/50th in this pot, then it's 1/1000th in the next pot.
But that's just because it's not no same Tam. But now once you say Hanan.
Only once you have no same Tam, but that's not what Hanan is. Hanan is. I notate Tom into one thing, and then I pour that one thing where there's not enough Isser, and then it moves on, and that new thing ushers the whole thing.
Okay, but now, let's say you had 1/50th here, okay? So now everything became Usser, right?
Yeah.
Now I pour it into another pot of 50.
Yeah.
Is that going to make it Usser?
No, it's Mutter. The whole thing's Mutter. Except for, other than Bittul, like, other than...
I don't know, I'm not sure that that's true. Why is that true?
You have 1/100.
What do you mean? No, you don't.
If it slipped, if it
you slipped. Have you have a whole pot of Issa right now through Chanan.
No, but I'm saying before, assuming that that's not Chanan, assuming that there's no Chanan.
Why is it not Chanan? Oh, like Rabbeinu Ephraim? But the Rabbeinu Tam doesn't hold like that.
Oh, he holds that. Oh.
That's exactly what they're saying. That's their var. That's what they're saying. Chanan applies everywhere. It's not just Basar V'Cholov. That's the point. Yeah, Sammy.
Wait.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One second.
Just on the Rashba. I mean, yeah. on the Rambam. Is yeah. this just Rashi blood? He's saying you're literally eating. If you're not eating,
no,
because
because Rashi will hold even if I eat the entire pras.
Even if I have mamish iser, then I know I have a kizayis and mamish iser, and I'm eating kizayis.
I think so.
Why?
Because it's only tam. It's not.
Since I dissolve my iser, even
the
if
Rambam
I sure,
subscribes to.
If I know for sure I'm eating a kizayis of pig.
Because you're not eating a kizayis straight up. It's dissolved.
So if I put pig into my...
What Malik is asking is the Rambam's tzir of this Gemara, Tamu Mamasha Lokin. Right, Rashi holds what this case is that you're eating a piece of chazer. Okay? The Rambam's saying, no, you're not eating a piece of chazer. You're eating something that dissolved into another pot. But there was a significant amount, and you're eating a significant amount.
And I know that.
And I know... What do you mean? You're doing it.
Yeah,
the whole thing.
You're eating the whole thing.
Rashi, it could be Rashi would hold. I don't know this for a fact, but it could be Rashi would hold. No, that's not a kazayas of achila. So Mela, that's going to be totally on Tom Keiker, and that's not going to be us. I don't know if Rashi would agree with the Rambam there. It's a good question. Yeah. Although I do know that the Rambam agrees here,
right,
with Rashi. That's, yeah, that's definitely the Rambam is partially like Rashi. I'm not convinced that Rashi would agree that you get Malkus over here, which forces Rashi to understand this Gemara to be what? Eating a what? A piece. Because if Rashi wouldn't hold like that, then he would probably say like the Rambam. Yeah.
Said Rabbeinu Tam reads Tama Bilamam Show as Minah.
Yeah.
What's about Reb Chaim Cohen? He says the same.
No.
No, he says Min Shainim.
Yeah, because he has an option. Rabbeinu Tam had to be... Rabbi Isai, you didn't like... Leah, you didn't like Rabbeinu Tam? You know, Rabbeinu Tam had to do that. You know why? Because Rabbeinu Tam held Tam Keiker is so powerful. Tam Keiker affects everything. And the second you're in the domain of Min Mishayin Omino, then what? How could you ever have a Gemara that says what? Ain Lokin. Therefore, Rabbeinu Tam has to do what? Step on his head, flip his body over, say what? The Gemara is not talking about Min Mishayin Omino. The Gemara is talking about Min Mishayin Omino. Leah has a problem. How does the Gemara say Tam? The answer is what? In theory, it's Tam. But the whole reason is because of what? Any Tom Keiker is Nebuch. That is wild. You are mamish eating heter, and we're considering it Isser, and you're going to get lashes for that. The guy's sitting there yelling at the Bezdin, what did I do? I ate at most a chatzis shir. And not even everyone would agree that it's a chatzis shir because it's coming from a taruvis, like the lumdis that we've learned in the past. Come on, how can you give me malchus over here? Says Rabbeinu Tam, you ever learned Tam Keiker? You know what Tam Keiker could do? Not just create an Isser d'Oraisa. Can give you malchus. Can create a non-kazayis of Isser to be a kazayis of Isser. Unbelievable. That's going to affect all of Hilchus Kashrus. Yeah.
What would the rope hold by Nepak? When he holds it.
Like he could hold it Nepak. He just thinks Hanan's disconnected. Yeah.
As far as like, we always hold it like, you see this time as a shishim, right?
Yeah.
So is this different?
Yeah, it's much larger.
I'm saying, meaning it's now, or meaning more, like this is more makel.
No, this is more machber.
No, because
it's saying, Nesinas Tam is not necessarily going to get you Malkus. You can't get Malkus until you have what, Rabbi Isai? A Kezias of Isser. How do I have a Kezias of Isser when I eat a Tavuvus? When I eat a mixture? There's no Kezias in your hand. Where's the Kezias? That's what we introduce a new ratio. It's called Kezias, but Kveachilis Pras. If you think about it, it's very intuitive. There's a certain amount, says the Rush. If you read the Rush says, there's a certain amount of Isser that now has to be, it's got to be more, much more significant to now be considered that I'm now eating a kezayis. If halacha requires me to be violating this Isser only with a kezayis, and not just Nesinas Tam, there must be much more significant Isser within the ratio.
He's not holding by shishim.
What?
He's not holding by shishim.
It's not that he's not holding by shishim. Shishim is not going to, within shishim is not going to get, no Nesin Tam is not going to get you Malkus. No Nesin Tam alone within shishim, 150,
right,
is not going to get you Malkus. It's still going to be Asur Nedaraisa. That's what Gemara said over here. Tamo v'lolomosho, ain lokanalov. That's what you were saying on the first day. Just because it's ain lokanalov doesn't mean it's what? Mutter Nedaraisa. That's Rabbeinu Chaim's Kohen Pshat in the Gemara. That's what Arya said on the first day, and that's exactly what I think is the best Pshat in that Gemara. But you have to go through all of these other Pshatim in order to get to that Pshat.
And so it's and still, if you have Shishim.
It's still, not Shishim, just under Shishim. Right? You have a more significant. You have 150th.
I'm saying according to...
Instead of 160th, 150th. Within Shishim, right? Then you have an Isser d'Oraisa. But you don't have enough of a significant amount of Isser that you can, right, say that I get Malkus. That's it. That's what time comes.
It's like 1/8.
Exactly. Yeah.
What would the Rambam hold about Tom Keiker then?
What would the Rambam hold about Tom Keiker? That's a loaded question.
Oh, it's...
A regular Tom Keiker? Rabbeinu Tam's type of Tom Keiker? He holds like Rashi, it's the Rabban. That's what I'm suggesting right now.
Yeah, but he just got rid of the source for Tom Keiker.
No, he said, Tom of Loma Mosho, he reads exactly like Rashi. Anytime you don't have a Kazayas Bethesda Tzvila Spras, you just have 1/50th of Tom,
right,
what does the Rabban hold? There's no Malkus. That's the Rabban. Okay? What is Tom of Loma Mosho? Oh, no. That's a situation where you have a significant amount. Plus, you eat the whole ratio, then you ate a kazayis of Isser. But not necessarily because of Tom Keiker.
Right.
But to say now that he ignores Tom Keiker, it's not true also, because This is not eating a kazayis be'en. So maybe he holds partially, it's a new shita. It's tam ke'ikr is the oraisa when you eat the entire tarugus. You got it? He doesn't subscribe to Rabbeinu Tam's tam ke'ikr. He'll never say that that's the oraisa.
Right, because he doesn't hold his transformative.
Exactly.
Right, but he also doesn't subscribe to Rashi, because then he'd agree with Rashi on tam
ke'ikr. Yeah, exactly. So he's somewhere in the middle. That's what I was saying to Mal. Exactly. I am not convinced, I don't know for a fact, but I am not convinced that Rashi would hold, if you eat a kazayis b'chdei achilas pras, you have a half a beitza within 8 beitzim of iser in a ratio, and you eat the entire taruvus. I don't know if Rashi, I don't think Rashi would say you get malchus. Because this still needs some level of tam kikar and a level of d'oraisa. But just if you only have the sinas tam, you only have a 50th, you're within 60, that's all you have no mamasho, then the Rambam says, like Rashi, that's just going to be the Rabbanu. Rabbi Isai, on Sunday, we have to explore one fascinating subject, which is two more shittas, but it's a much more simple question. We're out of ratios, we're out of taruvis, we're out of nesinas tam, we're out of nepach. But within this Rabbeinu Tam, I want to ask one question, which kind of alludes to what Moshe was asking. At the end of the day, what's your source? What's your source that this is usher? It's what? Maybe Mishras. Maybe the fact that the Torah says to do Hagalah. Let's use that for example. The best source for both sides, let's use is Hagalah. So what does the Torah say? When you go into Matos, you go into Midian, we want you to do what?
Hagalah.
Must be the Torah was assuming that what? Tam is Ke'ikr, because otherwise why do you have to do Hagalah? Really? And you're going to give me Malchus for that? What do I need the Torah to say in order for me to have Malchus?
It
needs a lot. So even if you have sources and you have Gemaras and Psachim galore that are not asmachtas, that Rashi has the ability, that we're going to disagree with Rashi and we're going to learn the Gemara and Psachim, Kipshuto, that these Psukim were actually good sources, Minat Torah, for what? For Tam Ke'ikr? But how do you get Malchus? If I say, by the way, this is Aser, but I say Vederech Esek, I'd say, do Hagolah, right? Tabiru be'esh. Kol asher be'esh, tabiru, right? Kol asher be'esh, tabiru be'esh. Kol asher b'mayim, tabiru b'mayim. Tells you to do a concept called Hagolah. And I make sure that I know Hagolah and Tfilas Kelim are two different things. Because I learned Parshas Matos. But all that told you was what to do something. Where's the lav? Where's the lois assay? Rabbi Isai, on Sunday, what?
That sounds great for Rashi.
Sounds great
exactly.
For
on Sunday, Rabbi Isai, we need to learn a brand new lumdis that comes out of our Tosfos, which is called the Sugya of Ahadre Lisura Kama. Based on our Tosfos, Rabbi Isai, we are going to come out to a major, major Nekuda and Nafkamina. I want to know your following Shaila, Rabbi Isai. Person doesn't know the halacha. Are you allowed to cook for a goy on Yom Kippur?
Are we allowed to cook?
Yeah.
No.
How do you know?
Shalom.
The Torah says lochem. Torah Parshas Bo says ochel nefesh is mutter lochem. Lochem loy la'akim. So now my question is, I know a guy who cooked for goyim. He didn't know this halacha. He cooked for goyim, or he knew it and he didn't care because he had partners. He had cooked for goyim on Yom Kippur. Does he get malchus, or does he not get malchus? What does that have anything to do with what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where's the law? Rabbi Isai, this is going to be a major machlokas rishayim. And says the Prima Gaudim, it's an afkamino whether or not this guy could testify at your wedding. So, Mirz Hashem on Sunday, we're going to explore the lumdis of this coming out of our places. And Mirz Hashem will take us one step closer, and we're